A ton of refrigeration is 144 times 2000 equals 288,000 BTU per 24 hours, or 12,000 BTU per hour. The restoration professional may use this formula to calculate the air conditioning required to offset the heat generated by the electrical equipment. If the specialist has calculated that the total heat generated by his drying equipment is 30,000 BTU per hour, he may use this information to calculate the total cooling he requires in cooling the area. A ton of refrigeration formula, 30,000 BTU, divided by 12,000, equals 2.5 tons of air conditioning required to offset the heat generated by the electrical equipment being used. Portable, temporary cooling equipment. Portable cooling equipment varies in size, 1 to 200 tons, and type, direct expansion, DX, and chilled water chiller. If you are unfamiliar with these systems, my recommendation is to take a local seminar from Trane, Carrier, or your preferred provider, as they offer very low-cost seminars to customers on operation and sizing, as well as providing rental units for you if needed. Portable, temporary cooling equipment. Following the restorative drying efforts, portable cooling equipment may be required in order to maintain a normal and safe ENC equilibrium moisture content within the building components and contents. Additionally, if the building is to be occupied, temporary cooling or heating may be required until the structure's own HVAC system can be repaired and the permanent system is recommissioned. Portable, temporary cooling equipment. Sizing a cooler is generally done in tons of cooling. 1 ton equals 12,000 BTUs. Portable, temporary cooling equipment. All refrigeration-based units, whether they are freezers, refrigerators, ice makers, dehumidifiers, chillers, or DX units, operate on the theory of compression and expansion of various gases. Freon is a trade name. The generic is refrigerant gas. Portable, temporary cooling equipment. The refrigerant gas is compressed by a compressor, then metered by a device called an expansion valve or capillary tube. The refrigerant then flows through the evaporator, cold coil, cooling the air or water, chiller, that is passing over it. After this expanding refrigerant absorbs the heat out of the air, it is sent to the condensed, hot coil, where the heat is rejected into another airstream, except in refrigerant-based dehumidifiers, when it is rejected into the same airstream to get hot, dry air. The refrigerant is then brought back to the compressor, and the cycle continues. Direct expansion or DX equipment. Direct expansion equipment, as stated above, cools air flowing across the evaporator or cold coil. These units have a general ability to cool the air on each pass across the coil. This depends on how many CFM of air per ton if flowing across the coil. The more CFM processed, the less the machine will sensibly cool the air, and the humidity ratio, grains per pound of the air. The more water the unit condenses out of the air, the less the air will be sensibly cooled. Direct expansion or DX equipment. DX units are usually available in 1 to 30 ton packages for portable use. Although larger 50 to 80 tonnages are available, they usually require cranes or are permanently mounted on trailers. Direct expansion or DX equipment. Moisture removal capability in direct expansion units are directly related to the temperature of the air leaving the evaporator, cold coil. The air cannot reach a dew point any colder than this leaving air temperature. The concept here is, if the entering air dew point is higher than the leaving air temperature, then the air shall reach dew point, and thus water shall be removed. If the dew point temperature of the air entering the machine is lower than the dew point temperature of the air leaving the machine, no water removal shall occur. Direct expansion or DX equipment, dew point must be calculated. Example, a 70-degree night with 25% relative humidity equals a 32-degree dew point. If the DX unit cools even its maximum of 30 degrees from the 70-degree ambient temperature, the leaving air temperature shall be 40 with a dew point of 32°F. Is any water removed from the air? No. Direct expansion or DX equipment. When using a DX unit as a dehumidifier, the lowest dew point temperature you may expect to see leading the machine would be 43 Fahrenheit to 45 Fahrenheit. For example, the evening brings to the restoration professional an environment of 70 degrees Fahrenheit, 25% RH. What is the dew point temperature of the air supplied to the DX unit? Answer, 32 Fahrenheit, direct expansion or DX equipment.